and sisters, the Lord Jesus Christ, please stand up. God is our light and our salvation.
Our refuge and our hope.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
For with you is the fountain of life.
And in your light we see light.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we claim that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us admit our sins before God. Merciful God,
we confess to all who have to me and to the church. We have not done your work.
We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your law.
We have not allowed our neighbors and we have refused to hear
from you. Forgive us, we pray, and free us from joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Before we read the words of God, let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the fellowship you give. As we begin the second gathering of Global Christian Forum today, we are longing for your guidance as we listen to your holy word. O Holy Spirit, illumine us with your heavenly wisdom, that we could understand your word to guide us during our gathering. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Let us open our Bible and we read in the New Testament, the Gospel of John, chapter 17. John 17, verses 20 to 26. John 17, verses 20 to 26. Jesus prays for all believers. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me, because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them, and will continue to make you known, in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and I myself may be in them. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let us praise the Lord for His majesty and grace that enable us to gather here in Manado, North Sulawesi, Indonesia, to attend the second Global Christian Forum. We come from different backgrounds of church, tradition, institution, and He unites us in His Spirit. We believe that the Lord Jesus Christ keeps and bless us in every effort of ministry. As the Church of Christ, we are called to realize the common call and witness of the Church in the same world. However, we also recognize that since its inception, the Church consists of different persons, cultures, even religions. When these people believed in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they were united by the Lord's teaching and the work of the Holy Spirit. It is the hope of the Lord that all believers are being united. Jesus' prayer, as our pericope witnesses, then all of them, all of believers may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. The content of the prayer is clear, that even the members of the church, even the churches are different. The Lord hopes that all church members and all churches are being united, not because of their own great efforts, but because of God's word. The effect of church unity implied in ministry, in mission, that is, the world believes Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and the church has the doxa, the Greek word for glory. Brothers and sisters, I remember an Indonesian famous proverb. We call it here, bersatu kita teguh, bercerai kita runtuh. Meaning, being united we stand, being separated we fall. Jesus' prayer calls to strengthen our unity despite the differences we have, and living in a persistent unity, born a strong and powerful strategy, and work that bring witness to the Lord and to the world. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we likewise do believe that the unity of the church is not a dream. We must surrender ourselves to the work of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit work, and we get rid of the arrogance, egoism, and everything that produced by sin. Holy Spirit works and brings us into unity. The work of the Holy Spirit brings us to walk in light, not in darkness. In John chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, witness, if we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in darkness, we lie, and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, purifies us from all sin. In the work of the Holy Spirit, we have a strength. Furthermore, the work of the Holy Spirit persuades us to mutually recognize each differences and each potentiality. I remember, brothers and sisters, the teaching of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, that the church is the body of Christ, and Christ is the head. Two principles must be considered. First, the oneness of the body. Second, the body is made up of many parts. This implies that church unity is based in one blood, in one Lord, that is Jesus Christ, and in one Spirit. And the body of Christ, that is the church, is made up of many parts, means substantially there is an absolute relatedness and functionally a collaboration. It is unacceptable for unification. The body could not consist of Christ, for example, as we can read in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. What we need is mutually respecting each other and mutually enriching each other. It is sad to see in the film that sometimes we found stealing sheep and be extremely proud of tradition that might distract us from realizing church unity. It lessens us to conduct the missionary task of the church. We are taught to respect one another and mutually encourage to realize each potential. I'm going to conclude this sermon with these two aspects or two things. There are two tasks of the church. First is to grow spiritually. In each church institution, we are called to encourage our members to grow spiritually. Sermons, catechism are intended to inculcate the faith. Church members are expecting to grow in intimate relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And the second task is, as the Gospels and prophets witness, it is not enough to realize the ministry of the church internally. We are called to be the salt and light of the world in society, in economy, and in politics. In our contemporary world, we face or we experience globalization or postmodernization, in which we experience that the world is one. But also, on the other side, we face what is called global panics, such as HIV and AIDS, environmental destruction. Despite of the difference, churches, differences of churches and religions, we must be aware that we live in the same oikos, the same house, that is the world created by God. We see that it is difficult to say that suffering from HIV and AIDS are discriminating. Everyone can suffer from HIV and AIDS. The destruction or of environment is also not discriminating. So we have to cope the problem by working together with other religions and also government. As the Church of Jesus Christ, we are called to be one and to conduct the missionary task of the church. We pray that in the second gathering of Global Christian Forum held in Manado here, the Lord will guide us, give His heavenly wisdom to encourage us to be more and more being united and conduct what God is expecting from us. Jesus Christ, our Lord, bless all of us. Amen.
Hallelujah.
As a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. From the memory of your gifts of life and resources, we offer you, O Holy God, our lives and our lives. Blessed is our offering for your reign on the earth as your reign in heaven. Nations, cultures, and churches.